You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Listen, the weather is the big trending news in the Mile High City. Everyone trying to prep for the big storm that's coming in, anywhere from, 10 to 30 inches, let's just say. One way or the other, it's going to be one of the bigger storms to hit the Denver area in the last several years. Jeremy went out and was stocking up on some stuff, and I know a lot of people are probably doing the same thing, hitting stores today.
I'm prepared because I'm going to make meatloaf and mashed potatoes and gravy, so let's bring it on. Doesn't that sound tasty?
Boy, it'd be nice to have a snowstorm every other day, then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so anyway, charge your little portable battery packs, have some flashlights ready, because they say this is one of those storms that could snap trees and jack up electrical lines. So.
Yeah, I was looking at some headline that was talking about Xcel and other power companies getting all their people prepped and ready to go.
Getting ready.
Because they know it's coming, so.
Yep.
Yeah. What else is going on? As expected, the Avs beat the Flames last night up in Canada. They stay in Canada. They turn around and play again tonight, so no rest for the Avs. They'll play in Vancouver. The Nuggets saw what the forecast was, and they're like, let's go to Miami. So the Nuggets are down in Florida for a game tonight against the Heat. What else is going on? Peyton Manning, who's already everywhere, call him omnipresent. He has now signed on to be part of the team that does the opening ceremonies for the Olympic Games. It'll be Peyton Manning and Kelly Clarkson joining Mike Tirico.
That's a unique duo.
Yeah, you know, but I like that pairing. And Mike Tirico, I can give or take.
I can't stand Mike Tirico.
He seems smug to me. That's why I don't really.
Hold on, let me Google who Mike Tirico is really quick. See if I recognize him.
He strikes me as smug. I know some people love him, but, you know, sports announcers, some are great, some are smug.
All right.
Anyway, Kelly Clarkson and Peyton Manning, those two sound like they just have a blast together. So that's going to be kind of fun. What else is going on? It is now official. Donald Trump and Joe Biden have wrapped up their nominations in terms of delegate count. Let's put it that way. They both have now reached the number of delegates they need to
be
the nominees for their sides. And this election will be the first rematch since 1956.
So whoever wins, man. Whoever wins, this country's going to be in good hands. Awesome.
Oh,
this is good.
Oh, my God. I have nothing to
say. What happened in 56? What was it?
It was the last time that there was a rematch. Like,
oh, gotcha.
So the same two who ran against each other in 1952 ran against each other again in 1956. It was Dwight Eisenhower and Adlai Stevenson. So this is the first time we've had back-to-back elections with the same two old, tired guys.
Who did you vote for back in 52 and 56?
52, I did a write-in in 1952, I recall.
All right.
Yeah, I think I wrote in Ted Williams or something.
All right.
What else is going on? If you're a server, the study now has confirmed the long-held belief that if you put a smiley face on the check when you put it on the table, that people will tip you more. Now they can put numbers to it. You're actually you stand to get an 11% larger tip if when you set the check on the table, you put a smiley face on it. On the other side of that, if you are a customer and you're sitting at a restaurant and the server slaps down the check and they have drawn a smiley face, then you know you're being manipulated.
I wonder if this translates to other aspects of your life. Like maybe you come home and your husband completely wrecked the truck, but he drew a smiley face on the side in the dirt. And you're like, this doesn't look that bad.
You will be 11% less angry.
You are out having an affair, and you give your wife a card that says, I'm sorry, and you put a smiley face in it. She's like, you know what? Yeah, I'll pass. All good.
She will be 11% less likely to go Lorena Bobbitt on you.
Okay, all right. The power of the smiley face. I like this.
They say this even works with delivery orders and takeout, that they're getting larger tips if they do the smiley face.
We are so
easily manipulated, aren't we?
You're going to get larger tips if food prices start going down. Who do we need to talk to about that? Biden or Trump? Which one's going to do it?
Speaking of Biden and Trump again, we'll go back for just a second. One of the other guys who's going to be running this fall is the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So he hasn't named his running mate yet, but he's narrowed it down to, and these would be your choices, either NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, the tool, or retired professional wrestler Jesse Ventura.
That guy's a mess, too.
Who's governor of Minnesota about 25 years ago.
He's a loon.
Again, who can we possibly vote for?
Politics has turned into a spectacle, man. It's all entertainment value now. It's entertainment value. We're treating it like a TV show or a movie now.
Yeah, it's like reality TV.
So everybody hates us. I hate us.
And then last but not least, 82% of people in relationships keep their partner up at night. And no, it's not sexy time. 82% of people in a relationship say their partner consistently keeps them up at night with either snoring, tossing and turning, hogging the covers, getting up and going to the bathroom, whatever. They cannot get sleep. Mm-hmm. And yet, only 10% still have agreed to sleep in different rooms. 5% sleep in the same room but in separate beds. My prediction, write it down. In 10 years, those numbers will double.
Mm.
Double. There will be at least 25 to 30% of people sleeping in separate rooms in 10 years.
All right, let's make it happen then.
Mark my words. What else is trending?
The power of pickle juice is trending this morning. The story here from some dude who's an infectious disease specialist is saying the next time you have a sore throat, drink a big, tall, refreshing glass of pickle juice and you're going to feel better. It all has to do with the salt in the pickle juice versus the salt in your body, science stuff, whatever. But they say it's going to knock out your sore throat. But the more I read about pickle juice this morning, it soothes muscle cramps. It helps you stay hydrated. It's full of antioxidants. It helps control gut health and sugar levels. It cures ED. All sorts of stuff with pickle juice. It's like a superfood. I had no idea.
Dang.
The power of this.
Wonder why that is.
I don't know. I guess I'd have to dig a little deeper. Cures everything, though. Anything else?
Or just
here?
Move on. Just weight report loss, and move on.
Weight loss. I mean, it helps you lose weight. My God. There is a scam floating around this morning regarding my girlfriend, Sydney Sweeney. Now, here's the thing. It's trending all over the social because somebody is sending out a picture and a link attached to it saying, if you'd like to see leaked videos of Sydney Sweeney, click on the link. And a bunch of horny radio people in Denver are clicking on these links and they're getting viruses on their computers, Dom.
Well,
so it's a total phishing attempt. Yeah, they do have it coming, don't they?
They got it coming. If you're a pervert guy clicking on that stuff, this is what you
perverts.
Deserve.
She's so sweet, though. So charming. You think I could get away with putting a Sydney Sweeney picture up in my office?
Well, you share it with Katie, so I guess you'd have to ask her.
She has pictures of Nuggets players all over the office, so.
But are they
bunch
in provocative
of big, hot
poses?
What if she's not in a provocative pose? What if I put a smiley face up next to her? Think I could get away with it?
I think I could. If you put a picture of Sweeney dribbling a basketball, then Katie would be fine.
Duncan shooting threes.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney Sweeney's little friend, Dakota Johnson, they were just in a movie together called Madam Web. Well, Dakota Johnson is in the news this morning because she's out bad-mouthing this Madam Web movie. And Sony, who produced the movie, is getting pissed off. They're saying, knock it off. The bad-mouthing is going to follow you for the rest of your career, and you're not going to get jobs. If people know that if your movie flops, you're going to go out and trash it. So everyone's up in arms because she's talking bad about this Madam Web movie, who zero people saw it. I mean, the theaters were empty. It was really, really bad.
All she's doing is speaking the truth. So I think Sony's overreacting. And news alert to Sony. Dakota will get plenty of acting jobs.
She'll be fine.
She'll just be better at choosing a better script next time.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a couple crazy food stories floating around this morning. A 52-year-old man in Florida had a history of migraines, but they kept getting worse and worse, and they would not go away, so he finally went into the doctor to see what was going on, and they scanned his noggin. Turns out he had a tapeworm living in his brain. Nice. They figured out that he had eaten some old bacon that had gone bad, and he didn't cook it enough because he likes his bacon soft. Who's this monster? So he ate the soft old bacon, and he got worms in his brain.
You know, my stepdaughter eats undercooked bacon.
That's disgusting.
That's what I say.
Why?
She likes the chewy texture? I think I'll kick her out of the house.
You should show her this story. She's going to get worms.
Yeah.
Worms in the brain, man. Tapeworms have always kind of freaked me out. I've always had a concern that I'll have a tapeworm and not know it. Mostly in my gut, not the brain, but the gut worms.
You had worms in your butt, so...
Pinworms. I had pinworms back in sixth grade.
So this is just a different worm in a different part of your body.
I've always wondered if I didn't fully get rid of the pinworms from sixth grade, and they somehow created a habitat in my gut, and all these years I've been housing worms inside me.
They have a little community down there.
But there are signs.
With their own little HOA and everything.
Right.
Speed bumps going through your colon.
Yeah, little worm Ubers rolling around. And there's signs, though. You have itching.
What, an itchy brain?
No, with the pinworms, you get a lot of itching in that area.
Oh. Yeah, but if you have a tapeworm in your brain, how would you know unless you have, like this
migraines.
Guy, a headache?
Migraines. I wonder if they can live without getting migraines.
Ugh.
The whole thing is gross. Here's the second weird food story today. Johnsonville has just recalled 35,000 pounds of sausage after customers found rubber in it. Rubber sausage.
Rubber.
Yeah, sausage is a little chewy. Anything else I want to tell you about? I do want to tell you this one thing, because this was funny to me. There's a study out this morning where they put zucchini in front of young people between the ages of 15 and 24, and they said, what is this? 80% correctly did it. 20% had no idea. A lot of them thought it was a cucumber.
I wonder what the numbers would be if you took like a bunch of 30-year-olds, though.
But come on, at 24 years old, you don't know what a zucchini looks like? Come on.
They've grown up only eating french fries and stuff. They're not going to know what a zucchini is.
That's so funny to me. What is this? We had zucchini on our pizza the other night. I ordered pizza with little slices of zucchini on it. It was actually quite tasty.
And you're making fun of other people and you're having zucchini pizza?
Don't knock it.
I
love pizza and I'm just trying to
Too
make
late.
It a little bit healthier, you know? Put a little zucchini in it. Zucchini, although, it kind of just adapts the flavor of whatever's around it. Zucchini doesn't really have a taste to it.
If you want to get all healthier, just get a pizza and pour pickle juice on it. You'll be good to go.
Shut up.
Clickbait.
Big way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the TikTok video. This lady is mad as hell because she saw a woman in the grocery store squeezing the blueberries. She went through multiple containers, and she just kept squeezing and squeezing, and she said, that's gross. People shouldn't be doing that.
Maybe she wasn't trying to buy some. Maybe it's just a fetish of hers.